The presidents of Turkey and Russia say they've opened a new chapter in their relationship, which was shattered when Turkey shot down a Russian warplane close to the Syrian border last November. After a meeting in St. Petersburg, Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Vladimir Putin agreed to strengthen economic ties. It was the Turkish leader's first foreign visit since a failed coup last month. The United Nations has called for an urgent ceasefire in Syria's second city, Aleppo. The UN says heavy fighting between government forces and rebels has left more than 2 million people without access to running water or electricity. The parents of two Americans killed in Libya 4 years ago have sued the Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, saying she was responsible for their deaths. Mrs. Clinton was Secretary of State when the US consulate in Benghazi was attacked. The Clinton campaign team rejected the accusation. The Brazilian Senate is meeting to decide whether to try the suspended president, Dilma Rousseff, for breaking the country's budget law. A simple majority would be needed to open an impeachment trial against her. The debate is expected to end in the early hours of Wednesday. The head of Zambia's Electoral Commission has described as unprecedented the level of violence ahead of Thursday's general election. He called on both government and opposition leaders to keep their supporters under control. Kenya's athletics team manager, who was ordered home from the Olympics, has been arrested at the airport in Nairobi. Michael Rotich is being investigated following allegations that he offered to give athletes advance warnings of drugs tests in exchange for bribes. He denies the charges. An 80-year-old Polish woman has been accused of drugging and swindling a series of lovelorn elderly men. Police say the predatory pensioner met them through Lonely Hearts adverts in Polish newspapers. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。